Zoom. I know our colleagues are going to rejoin us here. And we think we have a plan of action here, which is we're going to work for about 30 more minutes and then stop for the day and take the rest of this into 2 p.m. tomorrow. So some of you, my apologies, are here waiting for things that are down the list. And obviously, we're not going to get all the way down the list by 6 o'clock today. So why don't we pick where we're going to stop so we can let people go. Looking at this Canyon Court thing is going to involve some discussion. Rossi Farm, I think, won't be that hard. We want to go through number 54, the Metro properties.
Great.
Stop there. Does that work? Okay. All right. So we are at Hayden Island, and explain to us both the original proposal and the Bridgeton piece.
Yeah, so there's actually three pieces of this on the table that you might want to just take individually to keep it simple. But
okay, I think that's a great idea.
The first item was reiterating the neighborhood-centered designation on Hayden Island itself. And that is the second item then is to rewrite the project description for the potential Hayden Island Bridge to emphasize the transit orientation of it. And then the third item is to consider the request from Bridgeton to get a similar designation, but so maybe one of those at
a
time.
So let's take them in order. I move to adopt Map Amendment M70, which would change a portion of Hayden Island from mixed use dispersed to mixed use neighborhood. Is
second.
There a second? Okay.
All right. And Commissioner Fritz, what's your position on this?
Yes.
Okay. I move the motion.
Okay. Anyone else have a question before we do? All right. Let's take a vote, please.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Novick.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Hale.
Aye. Okay. Next motion, I move to adopt the refined Hayden Island Bridge project description.
Second.
Any discussion? Let's take a vote.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Novick.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Hale.
Good catch, Commissioner Fritz. Aye.
All right. The third element.
Third
was
element is this the Bridgeton question, which
Bridgeton
is kind of
question, new. Which is an area along the southern shore of the Columbia Slough, or not the Columbia Slough, the Oregon Slough. It's developed, it's kind of a unique area along the Columbia River in that it's developed with mixed use and residential development fairly intensively. It's a combination of townhouses and more intensive buildings closer to the freeway. It's currently zoned CM, which is kind of a unique zone in the current designation, but it does allow higher buildings. The concern is that the dispersed designation we've given it would reduce the allowed height there effectively to 35, which, given the character of some of the larger buildings that have been developed there to date, the neighborhood, the folks there don't think that makes sense. And so the request was to apply the mixed-use neighborhood designation in this segment here, and these are some pictures of the character of what's built there already. So as you can see, a lot of them are four stories already. And
I think this, what I'd be interested to hear your thoughts, because this is a late breaking development that came in written testimony. I think it makes sense, but what's your feeling?
I want to compliment Eric after a long day with the way he's keeping all these designations straight, but I am going to just preview that if he ever says CH2M Hill, then I'm going to call for the hearing to be suspended. I will personally take him to a medical intervention.
Thank you. Staff supports this. I think the character of what's been built there is it's all modern new development, and what's been built there is consistent with the neighborhood designation. It is close to the Expo MAX station. It's unfortunately across a freeway, but that's something that over time can be improved in terms of the pedestrian and bike connections. So I think in the long term that makes sense.
Okay, so I move to make the change as depicted in Eric's slide
69. Second.
I do just want to follow up with another process question. It wasn't on the amendments list, so the only testimony we've had from it was from the person who asked for
right.
it.
Yeah, it came from testimony essentially.
Yes. Is there any concern that there should be more consideration or...
I hear you, and we don't always make this personal, but when someone who's been involved in neighborhood planning brings us an amendment like this that makes a lot of sense, I'm less nervous about it than if it was a self-interested property owner.
Right. And we're making this decision. We'll have a final vote in a while, so if it turns out that the neighborhood, that others vehemently disagree with this, there is the option at the end to do some final tweaking.
If when we're doing the final vote, there were a few fine tunes within limits, that as long as you don't upset the findings in some fundamental way, I think that's doable.
Emphasis on within limits.
Yeah.
Or another 20 different amendments would not be a...
The other thing that makes me more comfortable with this is essentially the amendment gets it more comparable to the current zoning.
Yes.
So this isn't changing something beyond what's already there.
Okay. Let's take a vote, please.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Novick.
Aye.
Fritz.
The Bridgeton Neighborhoods Plan was the first thing I did on the Planning Commission when in 1996. I want to acknowledge Ellen Riker, who walked the entire neighborhood with us, which is not all that far, and gave us a really good briefing to it. So, yes, I agree with this. Aye.
Hi. Okay. All right. Let's move on to N14. I move to adopt map amendment N14, which would change 6141 Southwest Canyon Court to R5.
I'll second it for discussion.
Okay.
Again, this one's a little complicated, and I wasn't here last time. So could either Commissioners Novick or Saltzman just bring me up to date on any additional wrinkles on this motion?
I will take a shot and explain where I am on this with accepting a suggestion, actually, from Commissioner Saltzman's office. I would support this with a significant caveat. I'm concerned about having property zoned R20 that doesn't have additional constraints like environmental overlays or steep slopes. This property is located near sidewalks, transit service, not frequent transit service, and some retail. It's like 4 blocks from a Starbucks, I happen to see. It's a relatively flat site.
Essential retail.
It occurred to me that maybe we should just have a rule. There's no R20 within 4 blocks of a Starbucks.
This is the lot that's just down from East Sylvan.
Right next to the freeway. Yeah.
And it's a relatively flat site near a relatively new apartment complex. And I don't know that maintaining R20 as a zone makes sense. But there have been considerable community concerns about this amendment. And what Commissioner Saltzman suggested, I believe, was that a way to kind of split the baby is to vote yes, but give direction to PSC to keep the zoning R20, which would mean the property would need to apply for, the owner would have to apply for a zone change, which would be appealable to council, so the neighbors would have additional process.
And that would be a type 3 land use hearing?
Is it?
Mm. Yeah, zone change.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
And so it would still, the neighbors would have an opportunity to weigh in, and the council would decide the question in a quasi-judicial proceeding.
No, it wouldn't necessarily. Well, it would come to council, right?
Deborah, is that a kind of a hybrid that we've done elsewhere?
I'm looking to Catherine to make sure that what we just said was correct.
Yeah, it would be a zone change in conformance, so it would not necessarily.
So it comes to council on appeal.
On appeal in a type
comprehensive plan map change would come to you.
I appreciate the attempt to find a middle ground here, but and we can still do that. I think this is one where we can cut cleanly. I think R20 is a country road zone, which applies to places along Skyline, and this ain't that place. So I don't think this one's that hard.
Well, Mayor, let's take the motion as drafted and see if we have the votes, and if not, let's
move on. All right, so I'm moving the amendment cleanly, and it was second.
Could I just ask to please put the zoning map for that area up? Because my concern is this is one lot. If this is good for this lot, are there others that it should apply to too?
The property across the street is a Water Bureau tank, so that's probably not that relevant there. Properties up the street is more of a country road kind of thing.
And what are they?
R20.
But
most of the other properties right on the freeway there are, this is the only property right on the freeway aside from the water tank that is R20.
Is that an active water tank?
Yeah.
And am I correct that some of the other properties are an environmental overlay? And this one is not?
There are environmental overlays in this neighborhood. We didn't bring that map, but the air photo is here if it gives you a sense.
Looks what it looks like from the photo, I'd be surprised.
Yeah, I doubt that this is an environmental overlay. It does have a couple trees on it.
I could support the compromise. I do think that there should be additional process to make sure that the transportation system is capable of supporting it on this.
Well, let's test whether we have a clean or we need to come back with an amendment.
Because the frontage is on the side street, not on the main street.
Okay. Well, I think we should take a vote and see where we are.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Novick.
I'm torn on this because I do want to change the designation, but I do want to give the neighbors an opportunity to make their case down the road. So an extremely hesitant no.
No.
Hale.
Aye. Okay, that's approved. All right. Let's go on to F-72, which is the Rossi Farm property. I move to adopt map amendment number F-72 concerning Rossi Farm and vicinity as further refined by my memo of April 11th and April 28th.
I'm going to second this and also just note that this is the penultimate meeting in which Joe Rossi will be present.
And
he has already claimed the mantle of the best attendance rate of any participant in the comp plan, so I just want to acknowledge that again.
Just a staff note about the details here. The property here that says memo addition, that's the one that would be to mixed use. But then the more recent amendment memo also references the R7 property to the left, which is part of the school district property. There's part of their site is vacant but zoned R7. And so the expansion, the change there was designed to give more flexibility for that site boundary in the future should there. It's a little bit parallel to what we did to the north to reconfigure the zoning so that the vacant sites there were contiguous would still have multifamily or mixed-use zoning.
Yeah, it gives the school district some options in the future to participate in a redevelopment scheme that integrates the school better with the new neighborhood.
Right.
So, I'd like to I support the mixed-use civic corridor designation. I was recently at the Argate Terrace Neighborhood Association, and they were talking about the schools, that there are two elementary schools in this catchment district as well as the middle and the high school, and about the importance of maintaining the balance between single-family homes and apartments. And we've already designated the east side of 122nd to be R3 and mixed use. It seems to me that this would, leaving this new addition labeling at R7, would provide the balance for the whole development that the neighborhood wants and provide new a range of options within the entire Rossi Farm development.
I hear you, but I don't agree. I mean, I think this is a real opportunity site in the plan, and there's no guarantee that it'll be done right, but we've certainly heard some assurances about the general plan for it. There is an opportunity here to create a real neighborhood center. And it wouldn't have to all be rental housing. Of course, it could be ownership in different configurations than single-family houses. And there are a lot of single-family houses in the surrounding parts of Argate Terrace and Park Row. So I think this, as proposed, works well.
I move the motion.
Let's take a vote and see where we are.
Fish.
This has nothing to do with my vote, but I want to just once again state that as someone who occasionally goes to Rossi Farm to buy fresh vegetables, it is a point of great pride, I think, for all of us that beefsteak tomatoes are the signature dish of Ringside East, which I hope in any future development pattern where they're still able to buy those beefsteak tomatoes at Rossi Farm. Aye.
Feltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Thanks to the mayor for his leadership as we work to get this change right. Aye.
Ritz.
I proposed the original amendment, and I'm disappointed I can't support it. I don't support the new addition. No.
Hales.
This is a great opportunity, and look forward to hoping that it will get realized. Obviously, urban design and other considerations will still have an effect on our regulatory approach, but it's a real opportunity site. Aye. Okay. Let's move on to Carruthers. I move to adopt the Southeast Carruthers Amendment noted in the Commissioner Fish memo dated April 20th, which would change properties on Southeast Carruthers between Southeast 35th Place to Southeast 38th Avenue as R2.5.
Second.
Okay. Refresh us on this, please.
The current designation and the Planning Commission.
Slide, can you, sorry, can you take the slide back to full screen?
Oh, sorry.
Thank you.
The current designation and the Planning Commission recommendation was mixed use on these lots. They are currently in residential use. It's not directly on Division. It's the backside of the Division
right.
site.
Okay, this is the back half of those parcels.
Yeah, the Planning Commission's view here was that it's rare to have an opportunity for full block deep development, and they supported getting more of those opportunities. This is kind of at a node of development. The residents of that street opposed the current mixed use and did advocate for its removal at the Planning Commission unsuccessfully. So this amendment kind of reflects a request that the Planning Commission didn't make. So the difference really is adopting the amendment would allow this to be more of a R2.5 attached house or duplex scale. The voting down the amendment would leave open the possibility of full block mixed use or multifamily buildings reaching all the way back to Carruthers here.
You sure it's not the other way around?
I think that's right.
So
the amendment is to take away the mixed use and put R2.5, which is a lower density. The amendment precludes full block mixed use development here, but would allow more of a townhouse scale facing Carruthers.
So further west, it still would be full block, right?
There's an existing, well, further east is Chavez. Further west, there's some existing commercial. There's an existing mixed use building that goes all the way to Carruthers there, which is why we didn't change that. And then there's a parking lot and a mixed-use development. Further west, there'd be a little node there of deeper. And there's this one site here on Carruthers and 37th is an existing warehouse kind of building that isn't residentially used.
But the pattern in the areas you've surrounded by the boxes and are subject to the amendment is mostly existing single-family houses, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
And this is an area that was obviously hot. It was hotbed of controversy when we did the changes on Division and displaced the traffic, and we're now sort of creeping into the neighborhood with the sort of development that comes on top of the parking displacement. And I'm not going to go to the mat on this, but it seems to me to be a reasonable motion.
Yeah, I agree.
And what does the Richmond Neighborhood Association say about the amendment?
I think they were, I'm not sure if they've weighed in formally as a group. They may have been a little split. I know Doug Klotz has advocated against the amendment. Other folks from Richmond, and including the neighbors here, have advocated in favor of the amendment.
To me, it's a balancing question, but we've made a significant policy commitment around Division, but we've also said that we want to protect the integrity of some of the residential areas. And you could go either way on this one, but I would.
Yeah, I understand. I think I support the amendment. Okay, are we ready to vote?
Call the vote.
I'm still confused because what you just said doesn't match my understanding of what the amendment is.
So the amendment.
You want it to be residential, Commissioner Fisher?
R2.5.
Yeah. He wants it to be R2.5 so that there, instead of mixed-use urban center, so there's less of an incentive to take single-family houses out.
I want to do what I can to protect the R2.5 residential character of that area.
Thank you. I appreciate the explanation.
All right. We're ready to vote? Let's take a vote, please.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
No.
Novick?
No.
Aye.
Hales?
Aye. Okay, it's approved. And let's see what else we can get done here. Try to do these last two here, 53 and 54. So I move to adopt the revised description for project 40116. Oh, this is the 7th and 9th bikeway. Okay.
Yeah, and PBOT staff, I believe, are here if you have questions.
All right.
For them.
Is there a second?
Second.
And so what has changed here is that some revised language got produced, right?
Correct, and I think they would be, PBOT might be better equipped to describe
that. Yeah, so could you come describe that language, which I like.
Good afternoon, Council members. Peter Hurley, Portland Bureau of Transportation. So on Project 40116, staff had originally proposed a specific alignment for the neighborhood greenway that would run from Weidler to Sumner on Northeast 7th, and then from Sumner North to Holman on Northeast 9th. And what we're proposing, based on the public comments we've received, it's been fairly extensive public comment and discussion within the neighborhood about the pros and cons of 7th and 9th. We feel like that process is playing out well and would like to let the specific alignment be determined during the design process. So we're proposing an amendment that would designate the corridor as Neighborhood Greenway, and during the design process determine what are the appropriate design treatments on 7th, 9th, in any particular traffic calming or diversion designs that are appropriate. So the amendment would allow for a broader, less specific designation for 7th and 9th as the Neighborhood Greenway Corridor.
In other words, we don't have to choose 7th or 9th right now.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah. All right. I think that's a good solution, and it's a complicated project, so I appreciate that. Any further discussion before we vote on the amendment?
And there'll be a full public process to decide which of them to do if and when there's any funding for it.
I think we'll just let everybody on 8th decide.
Before we vote on this, Steve, I'm deeply divided on this. I have some things later we'll be taking up, though. Could you give me some reassurances?
All right. Let's take a vote, please.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Novick.
Thanks to staff for coming up with the solution. And thanks to Chris Smith for seconding it. Aye.
Prince. I agree. It's an elegant solution. Aye.
I appreciate the solution, and I think there's some real interesting trade-offs in how you make this work on one street or the other. Both are possible. We'll see which way it works out. All right. Thank you. Thanks, Peter. Okay. Let's take our last item of the day, which is number 54, or Metro Properties. So I move to adopt map amendments on Metro property as described in item 4 of my April 28th memo.
Mayor, this is listed as 55 on
the amendment. 55. Sorry, I was going back to my old
second.
One.
Yeah. Second.
Okay. So these are the Metro parcels. Everybody clear on this?
Have we had any opposition to this, staff?
No, but recognizing again that this came in as testimony during your final hearing, so there wouldn't have been an opportunity for opposition to come in after that if no one had seen the request.
So I'm still a little mystified as to why Metro wants these designations. Have they given you any clarity about that?
I believe it reflects their sort of fiduciary feeling over the properties and the fact that they don't have master plans for these sites yet, and so they want to retain flexibility. There are, you know, scenarios where they would sell off a portion if they did a master plan and there was some kind of...
Well, that's not very persuasive to me, actually. I mean, again, Selwood Riverfront Park, really? You know, so I think if Metro wanted to sell these properties for purposes other than open space, they should come to the council with a comp plan amendment rather than us changing the zoning to a residential zone now. I just find
that
bizarre.
Can I make a suggestion, Mayor? If this is the last one we're going to take up, why don't we suspend this, give them a chance to submit something in writing to us?
Can we do that?
As a courtesy to
from one government to another?
In lieu of testimony.
You can, recognizing that if we take it up tomorrow, that might be not much time for them to react.
You know what? Given what the Mayor just said, I have a feeling it'll be on our desk at 9 o'clock. We have a rather robust professional staff.
I think that's a fine idea. Okay. Let's give them the chance.
One staff note I would make is that of those properties, the one with the least troublesome issues is the Marine Drive parcels, where I believe they were purchased for a trail, and so there may be rationale in not owning the whole site.
Let's
them make that case. Last time I checked, you can build a trail in open space.
Do we have to get a property owner's permission to make something open space?
No, and I would. You already did an opt-in amendment in Selwood, where you where you zone some metro property open space over their objection. So
you
can.
All right. Well, we'll continue this item until tomorrow, and that's where we'll take up then. And we are recessed until tomorrow at 2 p.m., right?
Great. Good job. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Good job.
Thank you all.
2 p.m.
Yeah.